You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The Narendra Modi government is considering a proposal from Russia to use a system developed by the Russian Central Bank for bilateral payments, a Bloomberg report says. The plan involves rupee-ruble-denominated payments using Russia's messaging system, SPFS, Bloomberg quoted unnamed officials as saying. No final decision has been taken and the matter will probably be discussed when Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov arrives in India for a two-day visit Thursday. Russian Central Bank officials are likely to visit India next week to discuss the details, the people said. The Reserve Bank of India regularly meets with executives from its banking system to discuss matters including exposure to Russia and the risk of sanctions, another person said. A finance ministry spokesman wasn't immediately available for comment. An email to the RBI wasn't immediately answered, the Bloomberg report added. Now some good news for central government employees. The Union Cabinet on Wednesday hiked dearness allowance and dearness relief by 3% to 34% to benefit over 1.16 crore central government employees and pensioners. The additional installment will be effective from January 1, 2022, said an official release after the cabinet meeting. This increase is in accordance with the accepted formula, which is based on the recommendations of the 7th Central Pay Commission, it said. The combined impact on the exchequer on account of both DNS allowance and DNS relief will be ₹9,544.50 crore per annum. This will benefit 47.68 lakh central government employees and 68.62 lakh pensioners, the release said. Over to some critical update. CCI, the antitrust agency, on Wednesday raided offices of tyre companies including Continental AG and Apollo Tyres and SEAT in a case of suspected competition law violations, four sources told Reuters. Shares of Apollo, one of India's biggest tyre makers, fell as much as 3% after Reuters first reported the raids, while SEAT dropped 2.2% in the Mumbai market, which was trading higher. Shares in Continental, which is a relatively small player in India, fell about 3.5% in morning trade in Frankfurt. Apollo did not immediately respond to a request for comment, while calls and messages to SEAT spokespeople went unanswered. In a statement after the Reuters report was published, Continental confirmed that officers of the Competition Commission of India had visited its office near New Delhi. Continental is fully cooperating with the authorities, it said. The raids were being conducted by CCI officers across multiple cities, the sources said. The CCI did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Moving on to a major acquisition in the banking sector, Citigroup has announced that it would sell its Indian consumer banking businesses to private lender Axis Bank for $1.6 billion as the US bank exits retail operations in 13 markets. The deal will include the transfer of about 3,600 Citi employees to Axis, and Citi expects the release of about $800 million of allocated tangible common equity after the deal. The sale excludes Citi's institutional client businesses in India, it said in a filing. The deal is part of Citi CEO Jane Fraser's plan to revamp the lender by exiting retail banking operations in 13 countries and focusing on its more lucrative institutional and wealth management businesses. Now some news from the energy sector. India has cut coal supplies to the non-power sector and put on hold plans for some fuel auctions for utilities without supply deals due to a slump in inventories, even as the country battles a seasonal jump in demand for electricity, a Reuters report says. The supply cuts come months after India's most crippling coal shortage in the recent years led to power cuts lasting up to 14 hours in some states, and amid worries, grueling summer temperatures will exacerbate shortages. Coal inventories at state government-owned utilities, which account for a third of all coal-fired plants, have slipped to 22% of mandated quantity, the lowest this year. Inventory levels below 25% are considered critical. State-run Coal India, which accounts for more than 80% of the domestic output, has slashed supplies to the non-power sector, which includes aluminium smelter and steel mills, to 275,000 tons a day, according to an internal note reviewed by Reuters. And finally, here's what happened at the Dalal Street today. Benchmark equity indices Sensex and Nifty rallied for a third day in a row on Wednesday on buying in Reliance Industries, Infosys, HDFC Twins and ICICI Bank following gains in global equities amid hopes of a breakthrough in Russia-Ukraine peace talks. Among the 30-share pack, Bajaj Finserv, Mahindra & Mahindra, Bajaj Finance, Power Grid, HDFC, ICICI Bank, Nestle, Maruti, Reliance Industries Limited were among the lead gainers. On the other hand, ITC, Tata Steel, Tech Mahindra, Bharti Airtel and Titan were among the laggards. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.